This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Food for Thought with Carol. And joining me today is Tracy Gregoire. I keep wanting to say Lester. Oh, my goodness. We're on 107.7 WTPL in the Concord, Manchester, and Lakes region, as well as streaming all around the world on WTPLFM.com, which is powered by the Granite State Dairy Promotion. And anytime during the show, you can give us a call at 866-823-1077. We'd love to hear of a new place that may be opening up, or a new place you've eaten at, or a recipe you'd like to share, or if you just want to chat with us. Again, the number is 866-823-1077. And we'd also like to welcome our live audience here to the Beacon Building. We're located right at 814 Elm Street, right in downtown Manchester. You can come and come down and eat at Midtown Cafe and watch the show. And I'd love for you also to like us on Facebook. You can go to Food for Thought with Carol, and we have all kinds of pictures from past shows. And very soon, within an hour or so, the pig pictures should be posted. We had Tazzy D. Moo in studio yesterday.
I can't wait to see the pictures.
It is major news. Oh, my goodness. We had like a Vietnamese miniature pot-bellied pig in studio. It was the cutest thing. And do you know she squealed like on command? When she wanted her to talk, she was talking to us. It was crazy.
Like a pet dog.
She said she's smarter than a dog, which is true. I mean, we saw it. She was here. Ken Kale had a ball. It was very cool.
That is hard to believe.
Isn't it?
Though I know she was here because I saw her mess on the floor.
I know. We just picked it up before
peanuts.
The mayor comes in. We're having lunch today with the mayor. This is a new segment that we're starting today. So stay tuned for that. And let me see. Oh, and you know what? It's my aunt's birthday today.
Oh.
It's Auntie Chris's birthday, so
happy Auntie Chris.
Yes, happy birthday to Auntie Chris. We won't say how old she is. She'll probably get mad at
She'll
us if we
that.
Do that. I think she will appreciate that. And we'll just talk about the food holiday, because that's what we do all the time. It's kind of, well, I actually like this.
Okay, what is
Daryl
it?
Daryl does not like this at all. It's National Spinach Day.
Oh.
Do you like spinach?
I do love spinach.
I love spinach, yes. Yeah. I mean, you know, maybe, well, I know what he remembers spinach is when he was a kid. And I think of that, too, when, you know, when
I did too.
Mother made, like, that frozen block thing.
Oh, yes. Ours was always in a can. It always came
in a can.
That's even
worse,
it was worse,
right?
It was worse.
But me, too. You know, I mean, that's how you always remember it. Now, yeah. I mean, I always have fresh spinach in my fridge, and I add it to just about everything, from soups to stews to veggies to everything.
Well, funny story, I did not even realize what spinach was, except for that, you know, gross
right,
pile of, I never knew, like when someone told me they had a spinach salad, I'm thinking, when I grew up, I'm like, that's all I knew spinach to be. And let me tell you what my mother did to our spinach to us to eat it.
I can't wait.
What? I thought it was the norm. Apparently, now that I've grown up and spoken to people, it is not.
What did she do?
She would sprinkle sugar over it.
Are you kidding?
No. I love my mom. Mom, if you're listening, I love you. Thank you for trying to make me healthy.
Oh, that's cute.
That was her way to get us to eat it, is a little bit of sugar over the spinach.
There you go. Well, did it work?
No, it was still gross.
Yeah, I know.
But now I love spinach. So
I do too.
My kids love it too.
Yeah.
Because we make spinach salads, and my kids will eat all of that stuff. They complain sometimes if there's like too many little sticks coming off the edge.
But about some kind of food. So let me see. And the other food holiday, this is kind of strange. I mean, I can't even think of, well, I know what it is, but National Nougat Day. Nougat.
Mm.
That's strange.
I can't even tell you the last time I had nougat.
Well, in a Snicker bar.
Yeah, I don't eat those.
Yeah, me neither. But, you know, and maybe later we can talk a little bit more about that, because I do have some spinach trivia and, you know.
Okay.
But coming up today, like I said, lunch with Mayor Gatsis is coming up extremely shortly. And then at the top of the hour, we're going to get a call in from Linda from Kansas about her blog. Her food blog, and Vivian Green of Good Life in Concord is coming in, and we are going to talk about the Iron Chef competition that is happening next week. So And then I got an email yesterday from Elise from the Hippo. She's my ad rep for the Hippo, and the Best of Awards just came out. Mm-hmm. And for the first time ever, the Red Arrow Diner won Best of the Best for pies.
For pies.
We have never gotten
congratulations.
That.
Congratulations.
I am like so honored to have that award. That's like
a big
huge.
Deal.
I think it's huge. So we got Best of the Best pies, and you know, I say this very humbly, and I really do. We got Best of the Best again of Best Diner. So
congratulations.
That is really good.
That's
so,
a big
yeah,
deal.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. And, you know, I want to also remind listeners that today at 4 o'clock is the Make-A-Wish tour. They do a tour once or twice a month. Mm-hmm. You can look it up on their website, makeawishnh.org, or nhmakeawish.org. I mean, you can Google Make-A-Wish NH and it'll pop right up. But today at 4 o'clock up in the Beacon Building right here at 814 Elm Street at 4 o'clock, you can go and get a tour. And I am going to be attending it today, so I'm excited to hear.
And while you're here, take a look downstairs in the atrium in our beautiful studio.
Gorgeous.
Right studio. By the beautiful grand piano.
Yes. So without any further ado, we are going to take a break right now.
Right.
And then we're going to get Mayor Gatzes in our studio and start chatting with the mayor. So stay tuned. Food for Thought will be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
All right. Welcome back to Food for Thought. Joining me today is Tracy Gregoire. And we are in studio with, next, I'd like to welcome a new segment. It's going to be a bi-weekly segment, and it's Lunch with the Mayor. And joining us today is Mayor Ted Gatzes, who is a member of the New Hampshire Senate representing the 16th District from 2000 until he resigned in 2009 after being elected mayor of Manchester. So let's welcome on Mayor Gatzes.
Welcome. Carol, thanks for having me.
Yes.
It's great to be here.
We're very excited that you were. This is our first show of Lunch with the Mayor, and because you've been in Cancun. Is it Cancun?
No, I was in Aruba.
Aruba.
I was in Aruba.
Aruba, yes.
And that's why you feel like it's not nice enough out right now, because you were just in beautiful
a little nicer
weather.
Weather would be wonderful. Another 5 or 6 degrees,
agreed.
I think. And certainly we need a slow melting. So if we could just get a little bit of warmer weather so that some of the snow would melt, it would be wonderful.
It's crazy out there how much snow is out there. But, you know, just the last couple weeks when it did hit about, I think it hit 30, and we thought it was like a heat wave, but like 35, and I was surprised at how much snow did melt.
Quite a bit that did melt, but you know, we need to start thinking of it a little quicker, because you've got the spring sports
mm-hmm.
that have to try and get out on the fields pretty soon, and I know Fisher Cats
April 9th
are April 9th, and I know that most of the field's been clean, but certainly the weather needs to be appropriate for people to sit there and say, we're watching baseball.
Exactly. And for children's sports even, my son is in lacrosse and he has to practice in the gym.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard for a lot of boys to practice lacrosse in a gym because the fields are a mess.
They are.
So, Mayor, for people out there, listeners out there that, may not be, into politics or, you know, what are the duties, and maybe wouldn't know this answer, what are the duties of a mayor?
Well, you know, that's a great question, and certainly it's to try and find solutions to problems, whether it's an individual problem that somebody calls you about or, the potholes or something that's out there right now that everybody's talking about.
And I'm sure you're getting a lot of that right now.
I wish I had an easy solution, but it's like anything else that you can't start tarring the roads until the asphalt plant's open to get the tar and start doing the tarring. But certainly that's something that everybody is talking about, and we need to do something about it. We invested money last year in our budget to make sure that we took care of some of the roads. We're going to be presenting a budget on Tuesday, which hopefully is going to express what we feel about the roads. Mm-hmm. And how we have to change some of the ways that we think about how do we manage the problem that we're in. Because there was a study that was done. It came back and showed that to do all the roads that needed to be done was $143 million. Excuse
Yikes.
Me. And just our total budget is $143 million. So it's not an easy thing
right.
to get under control.
And that's very interesting what you said about waiting for the asphalt companies to open. That's something that most people don't even realize. And what is the what situation has to take place for them to open? Is it a certain time of year, a certain kind of degrees?
Yeah, it's, usually, to be gone? It's usually based on temperature. And, you know, right now, you know, they're out there trying to fill some of the potholes with some of the mixtures that they have. But I don't have to tell you that if they're not totally dry and if it rains again real quick or if we get some snow, they're coming loose and mm-hmm. we're right back into the same pothole that they just patched 2 days ago. So they're trying to do the best they can and fill some of the bigger ones that we have. And certainly I would ask the people to, and they've been very good about understanding that it is about a patience thing mm-hmm. because they can't all get done in the same day.
Right. I mean, I hope they understand, but
yeah, the Public Works Department has had an unusually tough winter.
Yes.
And they've done a great job trying to keep up. And I know that, you know, is it 100%? No, but it's probably 99%. And hopefully the folks that are out there can just be patient enough so that we can try and do what we can do.
I think most people that live in New England realize that that's just part of living in New England.
Yeah, but it's pretty tough because, you know, when you do hit that one pothole and you end up with a flat tire.
It's easier to blame someone else, right?
It's not something that you can certainly say, okay, I guess I can understand. But for everybody to know, yes, I've had a flat tire, so.
There you go.
You know,
the mayor even got a flat tire.
Yeah, so it's not something that you can sit there and say, okay, kind of I know where the potholes are, so I avoid the streets, because that's not the case.
So, you know, walk me through a day in the life of Mayor Gatsis. You wake up, you get to the office and
no, just before I wake up and go to the office, I get up and I go downstairs and walk a little bit because they tell me that I need to stay
a little bit of
in
cardio.
Exercise. Yeah, for, you know, making sure that all my parts are working pretty well. So
that's important.
We do that for 45 minutes and,
wow.
and then we're off. Not at any great speed. Don't think that I'm down there jogging 5 miles in 45 minutes because that's not happening. It's a leisurely walk. Just to get the blood moving and, you know, and trying to make sure that the caloric intake during the course of the day is where it should be so that we can continue our weight loss that we've had in place for the last 10 months.
Yes. So is that you and Mrs. Gatsis as you walk together?
No, this is downstairs on a treadmill.
Okay.
So I'm downstairs first, then she's usually doing what she needs to do upstairs and take care of the two cats, and then we have our leisurely cup of coffee in the morning, and then I'm off.
So you get to the office, and what would be like a typical day in the life of Mayor Gatsis?
Well, a typical day could be, you know, during the course of the day, we try and get to as many events as we can in the day. And sometimes we're going to folks that at some of the nursing homes that have their 100th birthday and celebrate that with them and bring them proclamation and have conversations with them. And then we try and get to schools to visit with kids, you know, a project that we started a few months ago was the first Junior STEAM Ahead project for fourth graders in the city of Manchester. Dean Kamen came forward, and we brought all fourth graders in September to the Sea Science Museum at no cost. And they participated in a great day there when they were there and really excited about what they were seeing. We also instituted in three of the schools this year the ability for them to put together the Lego robots.
Oh, cool.
My son does that. And we've actually been interviewed with Dean Kamen. So it's such a great program.
What is he in school in Manchester?
He is in Goffstown.
Goffstown. Well, this program here is a little different because in Goffstown, it's after school.
Yes.
What we've done in Manchester is this year, three schools will be participating. And it's part of their curriculum during the day.
Love to hear that.
So that the kids can participate. There's every fourth grader in those three schools now participate. We're going to be getting another four schools, or hopefully all 11, on board in September so that they can all compete. And I can tell you that the most exciting thing that kids are talking about, we were at Jewett Street School a couple weeks ago when we rolled it out. And the kids talk about teamwork how excited they're about. And the teachers are saying, you know, the kids that used to be in the classroom and didn't participate, that were very quiet and didn't really get into many things, now when this first Lego thing started, they are leading the charge. They're excited. The girls are even talking about engineering classes.
Oh, and wow. Yeah. That's great.
So I can tell you that if you've not visited, go by Beach Street School, Jewett Street School, or Green Acres and visit you will see that the kids really, really are enjoying what they're doing. And certainly it's something that has to happen to change how we present education.
I agree. And I've heard other states that have done that there. It's actually a curriculum. That and Destination Imagination is a curriculum in the schools. And so I'm very, very happy to hear that you're bringing something like that into the curriculum. I think it's so important. The things that these children learn from these types of programs, like teamwork and, you know, maybe working with somebody else that is good at something else, but they're good at something else, and they come together and they put that together and come out with a product. And it's just an amazing, amazing program. And so that is wonderful to hear.
At no cost to the taxpayers. Gene Kamen went out and raised somewhere, he's raising somewhere around between $350,000 and $400,000 so that we can get five or six teams in each fourth grade class throughout the city. So that's something that's pretty impressive. So
now there must be some reason why you targeted the fourth grade as opposed to, you know, fifth and sixth or third. Is there a reason why you start at that age group?
I think that the younger you get them started, the better you are, because it certainly follows through. And if you can get them talking about it and sitting down and analyzing problems. You know, the big question was, well, what do we do with the fifth graders? And I said, what a great problem. Let's have the fifth graders teach the fourth graders next year.
Oh, my gosh, great. And
because the fourth graders now would then be fifth graders, and let's see how we can move it into the junior high schools. So I think the younger you start them, the better off you are.
Exactly. Well, you know, I think lunch has arrived.
Lunch has arrived.
Lunch has arrived. So you must know who that is. Do you know who that is?
No, I don't.
Maybe not. But she is going to be coming in. For those of you that are just tuning in, you are listening to Food for Thought. We are live at the Beacon Building in downtown Manchester at 814 Elm Street. And we are starting our new segment today. It is Lunch with the Mayor. And just coming in right now with lunch is Janine from Belmont Hall.
Hello.
Hi.
Janine, now how are you doing?
Very good.
Usually I'm there for breakfast, so... I don't stop in for lunch, so sometimes I wouldn't see Janine except for breakfast is when I'm in there early.
There you go.
Oh, that's true.
So Janine, well, I never call her Janine. It's Mutt Aunt. It's my aunt. I don't feel good saying Janine. Mutt Aunt. So
yes,
you are here from Belmont Hall. And what did you bring Mayor Gatzes today for lunch?
I brought chicken oriental. It's one of our most famous dinner items. I think you'll enjoy it.
And you know what I just want to say about Belmont Hall? I mean, Belmont is usually, people talk about, you know, breakfasts at Belmont Hall. And, you know, people, like when I say, you know, my sister's open at, you know, she's open for dinner Thursday, Friday, no.
Friday
and Saturday night till 8 o'clock. And so this is one of your popular dishes.
Yes.
Now, Carol, you can see I'm not shy. I've already started and it's excellent.
I am glad that you are.
It's very, very good.
The smell just filled this whole studio the moment you walked in. It smells so good.
Yeah. And at Belmont Hall, what are they doing for Easter?
Well, we're having a breakfast buffet in our hall. We have three seatings, 8:30, 10:30, and 12:30. And it has everything on that buffet.
Everything you can imagine, really.
And we have mini waffles, French toast, bacon, sausage, our ham, baked ham. Quiche.
Ooh, yum.
And we have
this is excellent.
Hash browns.
Sorry. It's not salty. It's wonderful.
And plus muffins and you name it, it's on there. Plus juice, coffee and tea.
So a nice little alternative if you don't want to make Easter dinner yourself.
And they're filling. Our reservations are filling.
So if you want to get in for Easter, you need to give them a call at 625-8540. And they can also go into the restaurant and still go over to the buffet.
Yes, they can. But what we require, if they sit in the restaurant, if you're four, they have to all eat at the buffet, not half and half, because it's too difficult for the girls. Mm-hmm. And the hall is really mainly reservations.
Okay. Well, Janine, thank you for my time.
Enjoy it.
Janine, thank you very much.
Let me
ask Carol. I've got the chicken oriental, and you're eating watermelon. Wait a minute.
Carol is being very good.
She is.
I am. I even have my hummus and veggies over here, too. So I've been eating healthy, and But I may have a bite or two of that.
It's excellent. Once you get started, you're not going to stop.
Well, Matan, thank you for coming in.
Enjoy.
You can find.
And we are located. I'll give you our address. 718 Grove Street in Manchester.
Corner of Grove and Belmont.
Grove and Belmont, off of Valley Street.
And you can check them out on the web at belmonthall.net.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Enjoy.
Thank you.
All right, you are listening to Food for Thought. We are going to go on a short break. We're going to let the mayor have a few bites, and then we're going to come back, and we have some more questions for the mayor, find out what's happening in Manchester. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back to Food for Thought. We are live at the Beacon Building right in downtown Manchester at 814 Elm Street. And we are just kicked off today our new segment every other week with the mayor, Lunch with the Mayor. And Belmont Hall just delivered him some delicious lunch. And
Chicken Oriental. It's awesome.
Yeah, very. It smells wonderful. I'm eating my watermelon.
But I can attest it is very good. The rice is excellent as well.
Good. So we were talking about a day in the life of Mayor Gatsis. Now, are there, you know, certain ceremonies in the city that you must attend or that you do attend? Or?
Well, yesterday we had the flag raising for Greek Independence Day. Okay. So we were out doing that, and certainly we try and participate in the programs that are available, that people come in and say, can we raise this flag or this flag for this country? And that's something that we sit down and go through, but participate in just about every one.
And you do some chamber events.
We do chamber events. We do so many different things. We I want to say it was Friday night. We were at the table talks for the Palace Theater.
Oh yes,
which
Mike
is,
Warren was there.
Yes, he was. And I know I understand he's going to be joining us at the next time we get together.
He is.
He told me that the other day.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what he told me. So that's great. I'm sure he's. We've had a lot of fun. He cooks some just very, very unhealthy cookies.
Yes.
For us that can't eat cookies, but they are dangerously good.
Aren't they delicious?
He does a great job with them. And,
man.
You know, I think that he's now selling them, and only because I showed him that one day that we were at the Salvation Army, and we sold some of his cookies at $100 a bag. And he's saying to me, Mayor, how did you get $100 a bag for my cookies? So
that's great. Yes,
we do that. And then right after that, we left that event after I picked out the Mayor's Choice Awards. And we went over to the Child and Family Services event that they had at Stanton Plaza with people sleeping outside.
Yes, that's right.
And they raised $130,000 for Child and Family Services, which is something that's unbelievable. They did a great job. And there were so many wonderful people that were there participating. You know, my wife tried to convince me that we were going to sleep out, and I told her, no, it's okay. If you want to come back, I certainly will bring you back. But
With her sleeping bag.
So everybody was out there under a tent on plywood along with their air mattresses, and they slept out for the night. And it was certainly – it was one of the best fundraisers I've seen in a long time, because – all the money they raised went directly to the charity. It wasn't like you were feeding people and what are we going to have for breakfast and what's the cost of the breakfast. Every dollar went right back into the charity.
Fantastic.
And helping, you know, kids that we have in the city of Manchester that are homeless. I mean, they do a great program. They have a great center that kids can go in. They can get clothes. They can wash the clothes that they have. They can take a shower. They've got a food pantry. They've got a clothes closet. They've got places that they can sit down and study and do their homework. And we had a white paper done. The Mayor's Office of Youth Services did a white paper 3 years ago, and the kids did it that are on that panel. And they came back and said that there were over 1,000 youth in the city of Manchester that are homeless.
Oh. You know that.
And when I say homeless, they're not in their own home, but they could be couch surfing.
Couch surfing, exactly. That's
they
like a
could
big
be
thing
doing
here.
A bunch, and there are kids. They just for Child and Family Services just said the other night that there are 300 that are actually homeless, could be sleeping out on the streets.
That is just
now.
Horrible.
If somebody wanted to get involved in that charity, what would they do?
Child and Family Services. I'm sure you can look them up. They'd love to get people involved. They're always looking for volunteers and people that want to contribute to what they're doing. So it's a great organization. It's right on right now. They used to be on Hanover Street. They're going to be moving to a new location. So they're available, and they do some great work. And then yesterday we were on another radio channel that was talking about Veterans Count, and they had their telethon, a 12-hour telethon raising money for Veterans Count and the homeless veterans that we have, and for the families of veterans when they go overseas and some of the help that they may need. That's Veterans Count program is a great program. So as you said, we try and get to almost every event that we can get to, whether it's a Little League baseball game or a high school football game. We attempt to make sure we make all the rounds and visit with kids and adults and visit with seniors when it's their birthday. And try and have as much fun as we can, because Manchester is a great city. I've lived here all my life. There are so many great opportunities that are out there. So we spend as much quality time as we can with the people in Manchester.
And that can be very rewarding, I'm sure.
It can be. And, you know, it was some days at the end of every semester, you know, we sign somewhere in the vicinity of 4,000 honor roll letters. Aww. For all kids that make the honor roll in high school and in junior high school. And the most rewarding thing about that is when you have a grandparent or a parent come up and say, boy, you really made my child's day or my grandson's day, because when he gets that letter from you, he's so excited. And people say, man, do you really sign all of those? And I say, why? She said, well, I've had a couple of them, and I kind of put the signatures together to try and compare to see if you've really signed them. And I said, trust me, I sign every single one of them.
So no stamp.
No stamp.
That is awesome. That is
no
awesome.
Stamp. So, if they're working that hard, I should put a little extra time in and making sure that I take the time to sign those and get all the students, get them a letter that says congratulations and great for the great work that you're doing. And certainly a follow-up to that, we have a company in Manchester that gives juniors and seniors an opportunity when they make the honor roll to take their letter and their report card to Auto Fair and register to win a new car.
Oh, my God, that's fantastic.
So, you know, Make the Grade is what it's called, and certainly it's something that we do at Fisher Cats Stadium at the end of the year.
That's right.
And somebody, you know, people always thought, you know, this must be a gimmick, and you get to use the car for a year. You pick out a key. There's 12 kids that come in from four from each high school. They're chosen. We go to the schools and pull them right out of a drum. So it's not like anything that's predetermined. And those 12 kids get to go to Fisher Cat Stadium and one of those keys.
And pick a key. That
starts the car up. And once the car started, they drive off with it.
Wow.
So
that is awesome. That is awesome. Now, with this being, Food for Thought, it's kind of a food show. In Manchester, you know, we always have, like, you know, yearly, like, the Taco Tour, and then we had the Chili Fest here for a couple of years, and Taste of the Nation. What do you participate in any of those? Do you go to those events, you and Mrs. Gatson?
Certainly, we participate, in many events as we can. Sometimes it's difficult, but we try and at least make a presentation at each one of those events. And you know, this year, it may be a little bit late, but what I'd like to see is if we can't start something Christmas in July.
Ooh.
And, you know, maybe close off a section of Elm Street for a couple of days, let people participate, because I know that when I was a state senator in Concord, they had, they closed the street, Main Street, for about a week and let everybody participate in some wonderful events that used to happen. And certainly that's something that we're going to talk about to see if we can get it done, and maybe a little bit too close this year, but, you know, we are going to talk about it. And certainly closing Hanover Street on Friday and Saturday night has been something that people have been very excited about. We're starting those discussions early so everybody can get on board early and understand where we're at. And I think that the farmers market that we have on Thursdays is a wonderful, wonderful event.
Mm-hmm. It is.
However,
it is.
I'd like to move it down to Elm Street. So more people can go and participate, because, you know, it's kind of like out of sight, out of mind.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the people that know and do it and get accustomed to going there on a regular basis, remember it's there. But if you've never been, you don't think about it.
It's true.
So hopefully we can do something to see if we can get it down in the Elm Street area so that everybody can go in and participate and help the farmers, because, you know, there are so many great things that they do there. We have a lot of refugees that have their stands that they've grown their own vegetables, and they're out there selling them. So we're trying to move it so that we can get a little bit more activity at the farmers market.
Even if it's just like a little way, you know, down towards like Margaritas, down, you know,
even
budding
if we
Elm,
even if
know?
We could get it in the Brady Sullivan Plaza.
Yes. Oh, there you go. Didn't even. That's like brilliant.
We can maybe get that done, and you know, even when it rains, then we could move it inside.
Inside, of course.
So hopefully, we can rain have that conversation
shine.
And help the farmers out. You know, the only difficult part may be, you know, where do they park their trucks? But that should be an easy solution, an easy problem to find a solution
right.
to.
Right. Now, you know, I just forgot what I was going to ask.
Well, I have a
Go
question.
Ahead.
So we talk kind of about the day in the life of Mayor Gatsas. What do you do besides walk on the treadmill? What do you do in your free time? Doesn't sound like you have
Again,
much free
you
time.
You know, to be honest with you, this is not something that you can say. You can get up at 9 in the morning and go home at 4. Because just last night I was at an event for sports injuries for the high school trainers that they had at the Derryfield Country Club that, you know, started at 5 and didn't end until 7. So there's always events, and we try and go to as many. And I can tell you that there are some that we can't get to. Mm-hmm. You know, somebody asked me just today, Mayor, we didn't see you at Bobby Stevens' St. Patty's Day Blarney dinner. And I said, well, you know, I had two events before that, and then I had an automatic meeting at 7. Mm-hmm. Didn't have the possibility to get there, but Bobby Stevens, you know, I've known Bobby an awful long time, participated in a lot of his corned beef and cabbage dinners, and he puts out a great corned beef and cabbage, but couldn't get there to try. So. Mm-hmm. You know, there are always events for us to go to. We don't question who it is or where it is. We try and get to as many as we can.
There you go.
So a lot of times your free time is you're out actually doing these events. That's kind of your work and enjoying some local food or maybe local food at the events as well. Or is there a certain place that you like to just go out to dinner?
Well, when we have an opportunity, certainly I try and visit as you can see, a lot of restaurants. So it's an opportunity to get out there, and certainly, you know, it used to be, the question was, how many, you know, where to go eat in Portsmouth? That used to be the big question. Now people from Portsmouth are asking, hey, what are some of the great restaurants in Manchester?
There are so many
great places to eat here in the city, and they're all doing a great job, and there's nothing more exciting than in June or July seeing the activity on Elm Street at night, because
it is
so many people that are enjoying you know, what's happening in the downtown. And I think that, as I said 5 years ago, if we can get 2,000 people to move downtown and find residential housing in the downtown area, that's what's going to bring the life back to downtown.
And it looks like
it's happening. And you know, I hear that there's a lot of discussion about the Citizens Bank building on the corner of Hanover and Elm. That's now on the market. Mm-hmm. People are talking about converting some of that to housing. Some people are talking about maybe putting a boutique hotel in it. So there's more activity that's happening in downtown, and that's a wonderful thing.
That is great. Now, cooking at home, do you cook at home, or does Mrs. Gatsas mainly do the cooking?
My wife is a great cook. And she's learned a lot of recipes from my mother, which are both Greek and Lebanese. She makes grape leaves. She makes stuffed cabbage. She makes a great spaghetti sauce. So needless to say, we eat pretty well when I'm not out. And then during the summer, I enjoy cooking on the grill. So when the summer's here, then that's when I take over and cook the pork chops and the hamburgers and everything else on the grill, and she kind of takes a summer relief of not having to worry about food, but she still cooks when we're at the beach. So it's a fun time, and, you know, I can't get over this Oriental chicken because I've been picking and picking and picking.
I know, me too.
And it's excellent. So
good. Well, yes, and we want to thank Belmont Hall for bringing lunch to the mayor today. And Mayor Gatsas, thank you so much for coming on and kicking off our segment. And we'll see you back again in 2 weeks.
I look forward to it.
Yeah.
We should have a lot of fun.
I think so. All right, good. You're listening to Food for Thought live at the Beacon Building. We are going to go on a short break, and we will be back with Linda from Kansas. So stay tuned.